Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Our endeavor on Radio Sai to rediscover some of the beautiful melodies that used to reverberate in the Prashantinilayam Mandir in the 60s and 70s. This is the second batch of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajans, and we are doing the 9th bhajan in this series. By Bhagwan's grace, we have done 18 bhajans since we started the Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom series, and we hope to continue this all through this summer. There are so many new beautiful bhajans, or rather old bhajans, but that we have to learn newly, which are surfacing after we started this series, and we want to go back in time and fill ourselves with these beautiful melodies that Bhagwan loved listening to in the yesteryears. Today we have a beautiful one, adoring our Bhagwan as the Lord of Puttaparthi, as the Lord of Love. This is how the first line goes.
Prema Sai Parthi Sai,
so there are many beautiful lines, beautiful melodies as this bhajan goes, and you will hear Brother Srinivasulu sing to us the tune of this line. Brother Anirudh will follow him, and that's how we'll learn the tune, and then we'll move on and take every word of this bhajan and dwell on what it signifies. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Prema Sai Parthi Sai Pavana Sai Parama Guru Sai. Prema Sai Parthi Sai Mangalakara Karuna Sai Madhura Madhura Hrudaya Nivasi Murali Gana Vinoda Sai.
Here is the tune now. Please pay attention and try to grasp how the bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale E Pancham.
Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Pavana Sai Parama Guru 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 Sai, Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Prema Sai Parthi Sai, Mangalakara Karuna Sai, Mangalakara Karuna Sai, Mangalakara Karuna Sai, Mangalakara Karuna Sai, Madhura Madhura Hridaya Nivasi, Madhura Madhura Hridaya Nivasi, మధురా మధురా హృదయ నివాసీ, మధురా మధురా హృదయ నివాసీ, మురళీ గాన వినోద సాయి, మురళీ గాన వినోద సాయి, మురళీ గాన వినోద సాయి, మురళీ గాన వినోద సాయి,
ప్రేమ సాయి పరిధి సాయి.
So that's the lovely bhajan. It flows so mellifluously. Brother Srinivasulu sang it so effortlessly. But let us now discover a little more about this bhajan. What are the swaras, so that we can learn it perfectly. We can play on our instruments without any flaws, and that will help us to pick up the tune with a lot more ease. Anirudh is here with us to share with us his insights on the raga of the bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the technicalities of this composition?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This is one of my very favorite bhajans. And when I heard Brother Srinivasulu rendering this bhajan in Mandir, I simply couldn't resist and learning this bhajan, because it has a lot of feelings in the bhajan. So, talking about the feelings, the raga which induces such feelings as Darbari here, which is Darbari Kannada in the Carnatic classical music, or Darbari in the Hindustani classical music. I need not mention much about Darbari, because we have done several bhajans discussing about Darbari in detail, and many similar bhajans. There are a lot of Sai bhajans in Darbari. In fact, most of the bhajans, I can say, are the notes are taken from Darbari. Somehow or another, we'll come to Darbari in many of the Sai bhajans, and of course some traditional bhajans. The raga has so much of power and emotion in it that it sounds really good when you go bass, that is the lower, towards the lower notes, and also it has so much impact when you go towards the high. And this scale is 3. This bhajan is, I can say, more in the middle octave. Like, it doesn't go very low, and it doesn't go very high also. Like typical other Darbari ones may, like Gananatha Pahi Gaja, the lowest Pasa. And in the same version,
Siddhi Pradata Shubhanana Jagadishwara Shanti.
So it goes to the higher ma and pa, it touches pa and comes. So this scale is a little high for Gananatha Pai Gizanana, so that way we sing in 2. Whereas this bhajan is concerned,
Madhura, Madhura, Hridaya Nivasi.
So that's the highest line. So that's how the scale E is chosen for this. And coming to the Darbari, as I mentioned before, it has komal notes like
Sarega
Shudri, Komal Ga,
Mapada,
Komal Dha, and Komal Ni.
Nipa, Mapasapaga, Mare, Nirisa, Nisada, Nimapasa. Lambodara Jaya Gajanana Parvati Nandana Paramadayaghana Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama Karuna Bhirama Kamaniya Nama Jaya Jaya He జగదీశ మహేష జయ జయ హే కైలాసవాస జయ జయ హే జగదీశ మహేష జయ మా జయ మా జగదీశ్వరే సాయి మా.
Tempting to sing more and more bhajans in Darbari.
Yes.
And you would have observed the emotion in all these bhajans. It's very emotional.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan Shri Sai Nath Bhagwan.
So,
Re pa ga 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 ma re.
So the very root which gives the emotion is the notes like ga and dha.
Sa re ga ga ma re ma ba da da ni ni pa.
And the same ga and dha sung in a higher octave has more impact and more emotions.
As reminded of Shiva Shankari Sambhaya Shwar.
Yeah. It's an unforgettable song and it's a master blaster song with a lot of swaras coming in fast pace and yet have the emotion.
Yes.
I remember Swami was very emotional after the song, and especially when he went that high alap.
Yes.
That too in one breath. It's very, very difficult to sing such a high note, elongated, stretched note. Being there in the same note in one breath and then giving a curve followed by a curve is really, really that it was a lot of practice and
yes.
Of course that prayer, the feelings in which he offers the song to Swami.
Yes.
That's what is most important, and Rag Darbari really helps us to get connected and give those feelings to in the song or bhajan.
It sounds like a very royal raga. It's a royal way to connect.
Yeah.
With the divine.
It is a royal raga. That's what we hear, that Tansen has composed this, and you have many songs, Hindi songs in the old Hindi movies which are based on Darbari.
Yeah. Wonderful. So let's come to the nitty-gritty of this bhajan.
Yeah. So coming to this bhajan, let's take the first line and do the swaras.
Prema Sai Parte Sai Nisari Magari Sa Sa Gasadani Nisa
Nisari Magari Sa Sa Gasadani Nisa
Pavana Sai పరమ గురు సాయి ససరి రి 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 గ సరి సరి ప ప గ మ రి సా
ససరి రి 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 గ సరి సరి ప ప గ మ రి సా.
వి కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ అగైన్.
ప్రేమ సాయి పతి సాయి నిసరి మగరి సా సా గసదని నిసా
నిసరి మగరి సా సా గసదని నిసా
మంగళకర కరుణా సాయి Ma 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 pa pa ma pa da 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 ni ni sa.
Ma 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 pa pa ma pa da 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 ni ni sa.
Madhura madhura hridaya nivasi. Pariri ni sa sa sa. Nisari sadani pa
parire ni sa 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 nisare sadani pa
murali gana vinoda sai ma pa pa sa ni pa ma pa ga ga ma ri ri sa
Ma pa pa sa ni pa ma pa ga ga ma re re sa.
Well, you only admire the raga more, and you only fall in love with the bhajan more once you ruminate on how the bhajan is structured, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this simple bhajan is 8-beat, which is Adi Talam or Keharva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4
Prema sai pati sai
Prema sai pati sai
Pavan sai param guru sai
pavan sai param guru sai
prem sai pati sai
prem sai pati sai
So that gives us a beautiful short, simple demonstration of the beat. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Anand and Arvind Sai. Thank you, Vishwa.
Thank you, Vishwa.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Now that we are done with the lyrics and the tune, let's spend some time meditating on the bhajan. Every bhajan can elevate us if we learn to meditate on what it is trying to convey to us. Prayer is we speaking to God. Meditation is when God speaks to us. And every bhajan is a medium where we can listen to God speaking to us. Let's take the first line.
Prema Sai Parti Sai
Prema Sai Parti Sai Bhagwan once said, to talk of the vibhuti that I give or all the things that I materialize and all the miracles that I perform is not correct. That is not what you should be focusing on. Sometimes I feel like laughing at the ignorance of people when they attach so much importance to my miracles. People get lost in the trivialities and they forget to see the bigger picture. My most sacred quality is love. It is prema. It is this prema which is immeasurable. It is not the miracles that are immeasurable. If you want to describe me in one word, it is love, love and love. I am always love. And if there is anything that has to be understood, anything that has to be focused on, it is only love. Love is everything, but people do not make an effort to understand love. In fact, that reminds us of the very basis of creation. Once in the interview room, when a student asked Bhagwan, Swami, why creation? Why this entire divine drama of creation? And Bhagwan became silent for a while. he closed his eyes, and after a few seconds, very softly he said, "Love ho sakta hai. It is probably love." That is the very basis of everything that we see around us. It is the finest emotion of creation. It is the finest vibration of creation. There was no one to understand me until I created the worlds for my pleasure with one word. I separated myself from myself so that I could love myself. This is what Bhagwan declared when someone asked him about the secret of creation. So if there's anything that binds everything that we see around us, it is love. And if there's anything that binds everything that we see around us with the Creator, again, it is love. And if there's anything that can solve all the problems of the world, it is the power of pure love. There's an interesting incident that Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, narrates. Her family had been in the Sai fold for four generations, starting from her grandfather, who was the first priest of the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. During a summer course that Mrs. Geeta attended when she was a teenager, on a particular day, the topic of a guest lecturer's talk was non-violence. And Geeta and her friend were making notes sitting down in the lawns. And that evening, as they were chatting and talking and making notes, inadvertently, Geeta was pulling out grass from the lawn. And looking at this, her friend said, "What are you doing? The talk is about non-violence, and look at you, you have pulled out so much grass." And Geeta says, "Oh, come on, why do you all the time talk about philosophy? This is just grass, just leave it at that." And the conversation ended, and the daily routine in the summer course that was for everyone meant that they have to get up at 4 a.m. and go for Suprabhatam and Gayatri chanting, Omkaram, etc. And Geeta Mohan Ram used to go to the hall, but she would always take the last row in the hall because she would want to relax and, if possible, just switch off and sleep. So one morning, as the lecture was going on and she was blissfully unaware of what was happening because she had taken her sweet nap, and suddenly there was a tap on her shoulder. Startled, she turned around and she was shocked to see Swami standing there. And she thought, that's it. That would be the end of everything that has got to do with her. She and Swami. She thought she'll be fired from the summer course. She thought Swami would never again talk to her. Absolutely terrified, she looked at Swami. And Swami, very softly, just said, "Hey, don't make noise. Come outside." So Swami took her to the rose garden, even as the lecture was going on. And this garden was just next to the building. And Swami asked Geeta, "Hey, what were you discussing yesterday?" And Geeta didn't remember what exactly Swami is referring to. So she said, "Nothing, Swami." Swami said, "No, what were you doing with your friend?" She said, "Swami, we were just casually talking." "No, what were you doing when we were talking?" She said, "Nothing, Swami. We were just sitting and talking." Swami said, "No, you were doing something. Did you not pull out grass?" And she said, "Yes, Swami. How can you pull out a living thing? Why do you think it is an inanimate thing? Is grass an inanimate thing? Is the flower an inanimate thing?" And Bhagwan takes her to a rose bush, and there Bhagwan touches this rose bud. And when the Lord does that, something extraordinary happens. The rose just begins to bloom. Every passing second it becomes bigger and bigger, just like you see in a video, the rose blooming and finally becoming a completely beautiful, full-blown rose. Full-blown red rose. And Geeta was so amazed, she just could not fathom what was happening, and she just looked at Bhagwan in awe and said, Swami, this only you can do it, Swami, only you can do it, oh my God. And Bhagwan sweetly said, No, you can also do it. you can absolutely do it. And then Swami takes her hand and touches another rose bud. And to her utter amazement and delight, the same thing happens. The bud grows bigger, unfolds, and becomes such a beautiful rose in seconds. She is speechless. And Bhagwan says, if you show love to anything in this world, it will respond. But you have to show it the way I do it. That is the only thing that you have to learn. You have to learn to show love. Show love in a manner that it is divine. Show love in a manner that it is absolutely selfless. Don't destroy. Love. Learn to show love. That is the only thing you have to practice in this world. Prema Sai Bharti Sai, the Lord, the embodiment of cosmic consciousness, came in a red robe only to give us this lesson of love. And He continues to give us this lesson every single moment of the day, if only we are tuned to Him. If only we use love to get tuned to Him who is the embodiment of all love, then the love energy will pass from Him to us, and we can experience what is Sai. We can do what Sai does. We can be in the bliss that Sai is in all the time. That is Prema Sai Bharti Sai. Let's move on to the next line.
పవన సాయి పరమ గురు సాయి.
పవన ఇస్ ప్యూర్, పరమ ఇస్ హైయెస్ట్, గురు ఇస్ ప్రిసెప్టర్. ద ప్యూర్ సుప్రీమ్ ప్రిసెప్టర్ ఇస్ సాయి. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ పవన సాయి, పరమ గురు సాయి. ద గురు హూ ప్యూరిఫైస్ అస్, ద గురు హూ ఇస్ ది ఎంబోడిమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ప్యూరిటీ, who is the supreme teacher and who teaches us, who purifies us, takes us towards that purity. Brother Venkatesh Prasad, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, joined Bhagwan's University in 1987, and in 1992 he finished his Master's in Business Administration. When he was doing his MBA, as part of the curriculum he had to submit a project report. And the students usually spent 2 to 3 months on the project. His project was based on an act passed by the Indian government called the MRTP Act, Monopolistic and Restrictive Trade Practices Act. And his research was based on the impact that this act had on the performance of many Indian companies. So soon the day came when he had to submit the report and also present himself for a Viva course before a learned panel. And normally these vivas were conducted during the holidays and they would go on for days. But during that year's viva was session, not many students had performed well because some of the distinguished people who were part of the interviewing panel were very, very learned people and they were really grilling the students. So everyone was really afraid to take this. It was a challenge and everyone was working day and night to prepare for this session. Brother Venkatesh's name obviously starts with V, so he was last in the class to appear for the Viva Voce session. And his morale was not at its best given how so many students were coming out of the examination with glum faces. And he was constantly worrying, praying, and to make matters worse, something interesting happened on the day his Viva was scheduled. He was scheduled to go by 9:30 a.m. to the institute, and just to be in a positive frame of mind, he got up early, he went for a brisk jog and returned to the hostel in a positive mood, and then picked up the morning newspaper. It was 6:30 a.m. and when he casually glanced through the headlines, he saw something that made his heart skip a beat. The very act that he had researched so hard and long had been scrapped by the Commerce Ministry of the Government of India. And the Commerce Minister of India had stated that it was detrimental to the country's progress. And now Venkatesh Prasad did not know what to do. And he thought, Swami, only you can help me now. He had a hurried shower and quickly changed into whites and rushed to the mandir. Bhagwan usually came out for darshan about 6:15 those days. And when he reached mandir, to his relief, Bhagwan had not yet arrived that day. For some reason, Bhagwan emerged only at 7:15 on that morning. And Venkatesh was on the portico, completely confused and tensed. There were not many students in the mandir because it was vacation time. And when Bhagwan came to the portico and he saw him, Swami asked, "What happened? Why are you here?" And Venkatesh got up and said, "Swami, Vaiva," he wanted to say something because he wanted some assurance from Bhagwan, but Swami simply cut him short and said, "I will give you Viva. Go, take Padnamaskar." Viva is actually a popular energy drink produced by a company called Viva. And Venkatesh did not know how to respond. He tried to tell again, "Swami." Swami said, "Hey, take Namaskar." So he had no option, so he just touched Bhagwan's feet and walked away from the portico. And while walking back, there was some confidence, even though he could not talk to Swami. The very fact that he got the opportunity to touch Bhagwan's feet brought in him a change in attitude, and he started thinking, "Why am I worried? Anyway, even I have said in the report that this act is detrimental to the Indian companies, and that is what has happened today. Why don't I see everything that has happened this morning on a positive light? If the government has really scrapped the act, then basically the government is taking my stand. I and the government are in agreement. Why should I feel bad about it? In fact, the news of the act being trashed could not come on a better day than today, because this is exactly what I am also trying to say in my project." And now when this positive thought process began, he was filled with ideas. Now he ran to the hostel, picked up the copy of the report, he picked up the newspaper clip, and he went straight to the Viva session filled with confidence. And when the panel arrived and they settled themselves, and he was called straight away, and when he went inside, he first placed this newspaper clipping and he shared with them point by point how the act was affecting everybody, and how the government just this morning has scrapped the act. And when the panel heard him, they were completely taken in with his confidence, and then they just burst out laughing and said, "Okay, Venkatesh, since the act is now scrapped, there is no point dwelling on your project report. We will let that be. We will just ask you some questions to check your understanding of various concepts." And so he was asked many other questions on various topics, and by Bhagwan's grace, he answered everything. And when he returned to the hostel, he found his classmates waiting for him. Everyone was in anticipation to know how did it go, because they knew that he would be grilled thoroughly because of what has appeared in the newspapers. But Venkatesh was absolutely jubilant. He said, "I did it, man. I'm going to get an O grade. That's it." And he was really enjoying his day. The evening darshan came. He sat in the first row, and when Bhagwan came, he tried to get up in full spirits, but Bhagwan simply looked at him sternly and said, "Kya re, namam de diya." And Bhagwan enacted the way namam mark is applied on one's forehead. In South India, especially in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, when you say namam, it jocularly means that you have outwitted someone. So Bhagwan said, "You have outwitted me, you have tricked me," and then walked away. And now Venkatesh was completely confused. He was devastated. He said, "What did I do? Bhagwan gave me the blessing in the morning, and that is the reason why I went and I did the interview so well. I now wanted to offer gratitude to Bhagwan, but he refused to even listen to me. He says that I have cheated him." He could not understand a bit, but this made him to introspect. He spent the whole day ruminating on what Bhagwan had said, and only much later in the evening did he realize a bit of what he had done. It was Bhagwan who gave him the wisdom to perform well. It was Bhagwan who gave him the courage and confidence to come out in flying colors. But when he returned after the interview, he went to the hostel and he bragged to his classmates about how he had done well, about how he's definitely going to get an O grade, and how he was able to silenced the interview panel with his responses, he forgot at that moment how it was only because of Bhagwan's grace he did whatever he did. And that is what Bhagwan was telling. You have put namam on me because you forgot to attribute that success to me. When you are successful, you think you have done it. When you have trouble, you come running to me. That is how we play with God. But God still, all the time, again and again, accedes to our prayer, comes to our rescue, waiting and hoping that one day we will understand that it is not us. It is only He who is the doer, and every time it is only He who makes things happen. That is what the Parama Guru does. Pavana Sai, Parama Guru Sai. He is always waiting when we will vanquish our ego and relish His presence in our lives. We move on to the next line.
ಮಂಗಳಕರ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಾಯಿ.
Here the first word is ಮಂಗಳ. ಮಂಗಳ means auspiciousness. ಮಂಗಳಕರ refers to the one who fills us with auspiciousness. In our lives, so many people come and eventually they all leave too. Different people come at different points in time. But there are times we have to do a favor to each one of them. But the only one to whom we do not have to bid farewell, but at the same time who is all the time concerned about our welfare, is Lord. And that is why He is Mangalakara. And that is why He is the most compassionate one. As the next phrase goes, Mangalakara Karuna Sai. He is the most merciful one because He is there with us when we are born, even before we are born, to when we leave, and even after we are done with a little chapter of our lives. He is there with us right from the time we came to know of ourselves to the time we lost ourselves in Him. So that is what is conveyed in this line, Mangalakara Karuna Sai. Let's move on to the next line.
Madhura Madhura Hridaya Nivasi.
Madhu means honey. Madhura Madhura Hridaya Nivasi. He's the only one who fills our heart over and over again with sweetness. Is there anything in the world that can match to the joy and bliss of Bhagwan looking at you, the joy and bliss of you brushing the orange as He goes out for darshan? And every time you think about those moments, you create them in your lives, and whenever you create and recreate them, that is when you experience true moments of sweetness. Because this sweetness is something that no thing or object or experience in the world can give us. This is a sweetness that no relationship in the world can confer on us. And this is the only sweetness that repairs, sustains and recreates our heart. That is what is conveyed, Madhura Madhura Hridaya Nivasi. We move on to the last line.
Murali Gana Vinoda Sai.
Murali refers to the flute which Lord Krishna plays. We know of how whenever He places the flute on His lips, emerges ethereal music, filling our lives with joy, with Vinoda. That is what it is, the next two words, Vinoda Sai. Vinoda is sport, amusement, happiness. The only happiness that captures us and re-energizes us is the flute of the Lord. Once during the olden days, a few pilgrims had arrived from Kamalapur to Puttaparthi, and Swami asked them, "Do you want to listen to Krishna's flute?" Who would say no? And when said, Swami, please, Swami, please. Then Swami allowed these devotees to place their ears on his chest. And when they did that, the ethereal music that they heard filled them with a joy that they never ever wanted to stop. The Lord is always in bliss, and they had a taste of the bliss of the Lord's heart. And that is the bliss that we would also be filled in with if we can become like the flute. That is what is conveyed, Murali Gana, we know the Sai. So that brings us to the end of this session of trying to ruminate on the beautiful words that make this bhajan. And dear listeners, you would agree with me that this is only one of the ways we can dwell on this bhajan. If we listen to Bhagwan's discourses, if we meditate on his form, and if we contemplate on the beauty of his glory, we can endlessly discuss about every facet of his glory in every line of his bhajan. That's why every bhajan is in fact a lesson in Vedanta. If only we take that time, if only we have that interest and the intensity to absorb ourselves in this meditation. As we wind up this program, let's listen to this bhajan once more. And now, let's put our heart and soul into it and sing so that we can be in sync with the Lord.
Mathura, Mathura, Hridaya Nivasi.
So with that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, dear listeners, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, merciful, Divine Master. Dear listeners, with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and my colleagues Prem and Harishankar are waiting to take over for Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. I will be back after 60 minutes for a fresh episode of Vahini Satsang. Today we continue to discuss the fifth chapter of Prema Vahini. And the guest, along with me and Sai Prakash, will be Brother Amin Javeri from the university. A research scholar in the Department of Management Studies. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Thank you so much. Keep listening.